Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 16 February. It's Monday, 2015. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for being a part of our program today and sharing with us. We're going to be talking to Dr. Cass Ingram today about the New York State removal or attack, if you will, on supplements. It's kind of significant. We're going to find out what relationship that might have to other states. And then in the third hour, a commercial you hear quite often on the Power Hour, Dan Pilla. Dan Pilla, who is an expert in filing taxes, he's going to be talking about how to win your tax audit. Now, if you know Dan Pilla, you know that he is not one that gives in to any of the quote-unquote tricks, he calls them patriot tricks or the patriot issues, that they use in taxation. He is straight along the line wanting to keep people out of prison, he says. And he calls this an insider's guide to successfully negotiating with the IRS. You might want to consider getting this book, along with all of your other issues of what you believe to be relevant with other patriot issues in the taxation movement. I think you'll find him most interesting and pretty compelling, very compelling. Well, over the weekend, there was an attack in Copenhagen, Denmark. Some people were killed there in a restaurant. And, of course, we're to believe that these are happening in all these countries, mainly to Jewish people, because there's bad guys everywhere. And it appears at the same time they're wanting to get support from all the countries where there is a terrorist attack, just like they did in France. That worked well for them. So now they've gone to Copenhagen, Denmark. We're also told, and I phrase that by saying we're also told, that a number of Coptic Christians were killed. Egypt is now upset about that. And according to what the news is telling us this morning, Egypt has now started attacking and firing aircraft firing on Libya. So the world is fighting each other. Think about it. And who is at the basis of all of this? Who is the number one country that is involved in sort of orchestrating all of the killing? Pretty scary. Some more information on Greece. Looks like they won't be pulling out of the European Union. And some pictures have now appeared as proof of Russian military presence. There's only one problem with those pictures, and I'll tell you what that problem is. And Icelanders have started jailing bankers again. There's something that warms your heart when you hear that story. You know what? And did you hear about the $1 billion stolen from over 100 banks around the world? Can you spell agenda? I mean, how does this happen? And we're just now hearing about it. How does it happen? Honestly, I don't know. Ron Paul says Ukraine coup is planned by NATO and the EU. Border patrol agents are advised to release drunk drivers, and there may be a repeal of the Common Core Bill. Repeal of the Common Core Bill. This bill has been unveiled, and I am hoping that it is true. I am just only hoping that they're going to be able to do that. Also, there's some common ammo that has now been banned. You'll want to hear about that. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for being a part of the program today. We're talking about all the events that took place over the weekend and some of the events that, let's say the events we are told took place over the weekend. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Received this information that there is this startling video regarding what happened in Copenhagen, and wasn't very startling to me. Amazing how they just always seem to have someone there to shoot the guy. A fuzzy picture, albeit. Just happened to be there at the time of the crime. Anyway, moving back to international news, Egypt eyes revenge after ISIS executes 21 Coptic Christians. Egypt's president, El-Sisi, said Cairo reserves the right to respond in any way to the killing of 21 Coptics by Islamic State militants. The extremist group has released a graphic video showing the beheadings of the cops, the Coptics. They're called cops, but it sounds like cops to us, so I'm going to call it Coptics. They were kidnapped in Libya. Sisi warned that Cairo would choose the necessary means and timing to avenge the criminal killings. As he spoke on state television in the wake of the surfaced footage of the brutal executions, which looked just like the other executions in the orange jumpsuits. Now, who are Coptic Christians? The Coptics are one of the oldest Christian communities in the Middle East. Although integrated into the larger Egyptian nation, the Coptics have survived as a distinct religious community, forming around 10 to 20% of the population. They pride themselves in the apostolicity of the Egyptian church, whose founder was first in an unbroken chain of patriarchs. The main body for 16 centuries has been out of communion with both the Roman Catholic Church and the various Eastern Orthodox churches. And according to ancient tradition, Christianity was introduced to the Egyptians by St. Mark in Alexandria shortly after the ascension of Christ and during the reign of the Roman Emperor Claudius around 42 AD. The legacy that St. Mark left in Egypt was a considerable Christian community in Alexandria. Egyptians contributed immensely to Christian tradition. The Catechol School of Alexandria was the oldest Catechol School in the world, founded around 190 AD by the scholar Pantaenus. The School of Alexandria became an important institution of religious learning where students were taught by scholars like Clement Didymus, Origen, the father of theology, who was active in the field of commentary and comparative biblical studies. There's a long history to the Coptic Christians. And now the fact that 21 of them allegedly were killed, beheaded, and supposedly they were crying out to Jesus when it happened, this has now inflamed the Egyptians. The Egyptians say they have the right now to do anything they want to do. Now, of course, you know where Egypt gets its military support from. The same place that everybody else gets their military support from, the United States. And so the Egyptian Air Force, a.k.a. U.S., have now started making attacks on the people in Libya. Now, you have to wonder, why Libya, and who are they attacking? And how do they know where to attack just the bad guys, if there are bad guys? And the answer to that question, nobody knows. So the Egyptian-Libyan airstrikes on the ISIS targets in Libya after the terrorists beheaded those 21 Coptic Christians, Egypt's Air Force, and I again say slash U.S., hit the Islamic State, IS, formerly ISIS. Now, why do they keep saying that? There is a reason, and I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there is a legal reason. And then why the president always refers to it as ISIL. After the execution of those 21 Christian Egyptians by the terrorist group, Libyan forces loyal to the authorities have also targeted the IS in the country, a commander said. Up to 50 militants have been killed. Now, how do they know that? How do they know that? They don't have troops on the ground. So how do they know that they were militants, number one, and that they were killed? So anyway, they are now attacking Libya. Now, I would love to hear what the Moriartys have to say about that. And what a shock. You know, we just had them on, what, a week and a half ago? And now we're back attacking Libya. Excuse me. Egypt is attacking Libya, I guess we are supposed to say. Copenhagen police kill a suspect following the fatal shootings at the cafe and synagogue. According to the press release, the man was deemed suspicious in relation to the shootings in the Copenhagen cafe Saturday evening and the synagogue early Sunday. The man opened fire at the officers, who finally shot him. Police are investigating right now whether the person could stand behind both shootings at Krudendon and the synagogue at Kristallgade. So, another shooting in another country to attract more attention to how bad ISIS is. And now remember, the president has pretty much just approved an agreement, memorandum, that they can kill anybody anytime if there are ISIS in that country. So that opens up Pakistan. It opens up Somalia. It opens up Libya. It opens up just about any country that they want by saying that ISIS
exists there. And now, Denmark. Denmark, they're trying so hard to get support of all of these countries. And they, when they want to get support of the country, all of a sudden there is an attack on that country, a terrorist attack, and that brings their hearts and minds to the table to negotiate. Well, to negotiate for the fact that they want to go and attack and kill more people. And they get behind it. They're trying to create the coalition force, and it just seems like every country they want to have a coalition force with, they all of a sudden have their own little terrorist attack, and then they're ready to be a part of the coalition force. Thousands of government supporters rally in Athens and demanding give Greece a chance. In another odd event for the Europe's status quo, for the second time in a week, tens of thousands of pro-government supporters have taken the infamous Syntagma Square in Athens to ensure Syriza knows exactly what tomorrow's negotiations are all about, with the latest poll showing Syriza in an even more dominant position nationally, and Merkel's party looking like it will lose in a landslide in a Hamburg local election. It seems the people of Europe have expressed their will. Syriza, of course, being the leader of Greece now. Ukraine sent the Senate some AP photos that were, quote-unquote, proof that Russia was amassing at the border, that there was military presence at the border. The U.S. Senate Arms Committee is on the defensive after it emerged that members of the Ukraine Parliament presented them with, are you ready for this, pictures of the current, quote-unquote, current Russian military presence in the region. The only problem was those pictures were 7 years old. As Congress pushed for more military action, the photos were being used as justification of force on part of the U.S. And that story, of course, comes from RT. But they are denying that those are relevant pictures. They are from 7 years ago. They got caught. Millions stolen from banks through sophisticated malware. Ars Technica says that hackers infiltrated over 100 banks in several countries, stealing millions of dollars, now believed to be at the 1 billion point, the largest bank theft the world has ever seen, according to a report published by the New York Times on Saturday. The Times said it received an advanced copy of an upcoming report by the Moscow-based Kaspersky Lab that details how the banks, Japan, the United States, and other countries fell victim to malware starting in late 2013 and allowed the hackers to watch video feeds, view daily operations, and impersonate bank officials. Can you spell agenda? How do you think this could have happened? $1 billion went unnoticed? Really? $1 billion went unnoticed in 25 countries. They utilized the ATM machines as part of the way to abscond with the monies. And what did CNN have as an answer to all of this? But you don't have to worry in the United States because we have FDIC. And everybody went back to sleep after that story. Icelanders really just jailed some more bankers. The former CEO of Kaupthing, K-A-U-P-P-I-N-G, Kaupthing, former chairman of the board of Kaupthing, former CEO of Kaupthing Luxembourg, and former owner of 10% of Kaupthing, all got sentenced to prison yesterday by the Supreme Court of Iceland. In the court's opinion, the four conspired to conceal the fact that one of the investors in Kaupthing, Mohammed bin Khalifi Al Thani, owned 5% stake in the bank, and the money was lent to him by the bank itself. Oh my. They're off to jail. I love that story. We'll be back after this 4 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. Ebola cases now are prompting a mini quarantine in Sierra Leone capital. That's right, it's not over yet. Sierra Leone imposed this quarantine in a fishing district of the capital city, Freetown, after at least five new Ebola cases were confirmed there. They have seen nearly 11,000 confirmed, probable, and suspected Ebola cases during the worst Ebola outbreak in history. Then moving to the issue of oil, because I think we need to spend some time on this. It could be devastating if what is being predicted is going to happen. Oil sits at about $53 a barrel now. And by the way, gold is at $1,233, staying pretty stable. But the question is, Is it going to be going up or down? Is it going to be recovering? Well, according to Economic Collapse, they say this is just the beginning of the oil crisis. Over the past couple of weeks, the price of oil has rallied back to above $50 a barrel, but he says it will not last. In fact, analysts at the big banks are warning that we're going to see U.S. oil hit the $20 mark. I can't even imagine that. The reason for this is that the production of oil globally is still way above the current level of demand, and things have gotten so bad that millions of barrels of oil are being stored at sea as companies wait for the price of oil to go back up again. But the price is not going to go back up anytime soon, even though rigs are being shut down in the United States at the fastest pace that they've seen since the last financial crisis. Oil production continues to go up. In fact, last week, more oil was produced in the U.S. than any time since the 1970s. And this is really bad news for the economy because the price of oil already is at a catastrophically low level for the global financial system. If the price of oil stays at this level for the rest of the year, we're going to see a whole bunch of energy companies fail. Billions of dollars of debt issued by energy companies could go bad, and trillions of dollars of derivatives related to the energy industry would implode. Wow. In other words, this is a recipe for financial meltdown, and the longer the price of oil stays at this level, the more damage it is going to do. The way things stand, this is simply just way too much oil sitting out there. As anyone that has taken Economics 101 knows that when supply exceeds demand, what do you think happens? Prices go down. So at this point, so much oil has already been stored up that companies are running out of places to put it. And it looks like it's not over yet. Not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. The recent surge in oil prices is just a head fake, they say. As oil as cheap as $20 a barrel may soon be on the way. Citigroup said that in a report on Monday, today, as it lowered its forecast for crude. And despite global declines in spending that have driven up oil prices in recent weeks, the production in the United States is still rising. And Brazil and Russia are at pumping at record oil levels, and Saudi Arabia also. Iraq and Iran have been fighting to maintain their market share by cutting prices to Asia. The market is oversupplied. Storage tanks are topping out. And a pullback in production isn't likely until the third quarter. In the meantime, West Texas Intermediate crude, which currently trades at about $52 a barrel, they're predicting could drop to $20 range for quite a while. And in fact, he goes on to say even further, if we go down to $20 and stay there, a global financial meltdown is virtually guaranteed. So there you got it. Not looking good. But then there's got to be something that is going to eclipse this financial meltdown in the United States. Something is going to create it because there are too many things that have gone wrong, you know, with all the bailouts, with all the companies that were given so much money and they then went defunct afterwards. With the unrest in the United States, the lack of jobs, it's just, you know, there's nothing that we are making anymore. We don't create anything anymore. And what will happen next? No one knows. Ron Paul says that Ukraine coup planned by NATO and EU. The war propagandists are very active and are winning over the support of many unsuspecting American citizens. So we thought the following 90 second of Pure Paul could provide a refreshingly different perspective. Check that out in the email blast in the Power Hour news section. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I want to tell you what the specials are at the Power Mall. And please do not call and ask where your order is. We're having a real challenge to get them out. And, of course, with the snow that's coming, that's going to be another challenge. And we're not trying to find excuses. It just seems like, well, and it snows, it snows. So just please be understanding. They're over there working right now. They've been in, some of them that were able to get in early this morning were there. So please be understanding. Lithium orotate is on special at the Power Mall. It's on sale for $18. Normally, I don't think it goes on sale because it's so inexpensive, but it's $18, and we're going to have Dr. Millar on the program this week. Living Streams probiotic sale. And a weather radio, the FM150 hand crank AM/FM weather band. It's a portable radio with a flashlight. It can be charged by solar power. And it's got a built-in battery, NiCad battery. And this little thing is so cool. It's a little bit bigger than the size of a remote control. And it is a self-powered hand crank radio. The beauty of this is, and I love having mine, is that it is a weather radio and it is a regular radio, AM/FM radio. So it's normally $30 and you can get it now for $24 at the Power Hour. $24 at the Power Hour, and they are such a neat item. Also, we have Piercing the Illusion, the truth behind the income tax, and just the facts. That is normally $43.99 by John Kottmeyer. and it is several DVDs, four DVDs, just the facts on the income tax. And it is now, it was normally $44, now it's on sale for $30 at the Power Mall. We just have a few of those left. Piercing the Illusion, the Truth Behind the Income Tax. Getting back to the news, it appears that the airlines may consider requiring proof of vaccination for, are you ready for this, domestic air travel. Have you been wondering when this was going to happen? Well, it looks like it. According to the Examiner, traveling by air may get even more complicated if a reported plan by a major carrier in the airlines requiring passengers to be vaccinated comes to fruition. After the increasing problem of unvaccinated individuals contracting and spreading communicable diseases, that is definitely debatable. Airlines hope to be a stopgap solution to prevent larger outbreaks. An inside source with the FAA suggests that multiple major carriers have begun discussing requiring vaccination records for all passengers before allowing them to board a flight. That is huge, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. How many of you could provide evidence that you have all your vaccines? How many of you could provide that evidence? Especially since in the military, most of us got ours in the military and they destroyed all the vaccination records. How, you know, there's only one way to prove that you were vaccinated, and that is to go and get another whole set of vaccinations, which is what they want. Now think about this. More deaths from measles vaccine than there are from measles itself. So how do they justify that? Right. Merck MMR vaccine failed to protect thousands from mumps. Pharmaceutical giant Merck has been accused of falsifying data so it could sell the vaccine that wasn't as effective as advertised, didn't work for thousands of individuals. Merck is being sued by two virologists who say Merck knowingly faked data about the effectiveness of the vaccine and still put it on the market. Two former Merck employees said in 2010 that the company infused a blood sample with animal antibodies to make it look like the vaccine had elicited increased antibody production. It's all a lie and a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, they make so much money on vaccines and cancer and heart disease. They can't stop doing these things. Otherwise, it would just cause a crash in the system. 17 medical establishment journals blindly accept blatantly fake studies. In a humorous experiment that exposed published science as a subjective mess of opinions and oftentimes deliberate deceptions, Harvard University medical doctor confirmed that almost anything can get published in a medical journal for the right price. For the right price. Did you ever suspect that? And in other health news, Border Patrol agents have been advised to release drunk drivers. A training memo for federal agents, Super Patrol Arizona, advises them that they are under no obligation to detain an alcohol-impaired driver, and they face no liability by allowing them to continue driving. What? Oh, we're against drunk drivers unless they're illegal immigrants? What? How can this happen? Are they not afraid that their own families might be hit by these drunk drivers? That's because Border Patrol agents are not certified peace officers in Arizona, meaning they do not have the lawful authority to arrest someone suspected of breaking state law. But how about calling someone else who does have the lawful authority to do that? And the Intelligencer says the West Virginia Senate has taken the first step away from national Common Core education standards with a bill to prohibit its use in state schools. It would prohibit the use of Common Core standards, remove the state from the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium. Don't you love that little name? The Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium, and adopt pre-Common Core standards used in Massachusetts. The bill also would restrict the sharing of student data and establishes an Education Standards Development Steering Commission to oversee the move away from Common Core. By the way, the governor of Arkansas, who's running for the president now, Huckabee, you know, he was so big and supportive of Common Core, and this was the greatest thing, and yes, absolutely. And now he has retracted. And he is saying, no, I do not support Common Core anymore. The BATFE is going to ban AR-15 ammo in a move clearly intended by the Obama administration to suppress the acquisition, ownership, and use of AR-15s and other .223 caliber general-purpose rifles. The Bureau of ATFE announced that it intends to ban commonplace M855 ball ammunition as armor-piercing ammunition. The decision continues Obama's use of his executive authority to impose gun control restrictions and to bypass Congress, like he has made a habit of doing, because he doesn't need Congress. Why do they even mess around and put that in that silly Constitution? He does not need them at all. And a bill would allow concealed weapons across state lines. Gun owners would be allowed to carry concealed weapons around the country under new legislation introduced by the Senate. The Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act would allow gun owners who have a concealed carry permit in their home state to bring their firearms in any other state with concealed carry laws. Now, that makes a lot of sense. Let's see if that bill gets passed. And a bill to keep officers' names secret after shootings is now moving forward. Can you believe that? Tucson Sentinel says that despite objections from open government and civil rights activists, a state Senate committee advanced a bill Wednesday that would allow law enforcement agencies to withdraw or withhold for 90 days the names of officers involved in deadly force incidents. Withhold for 90 days. Did you know that California has lost their award? Did you know that there are more earthquakes occur in California than anywhere else? Well, except that's changed now. The Center for Investigative Reporting has crunched the data from the USGS, United States Geological Survey, and now says that Oklahoma has more earthquakes with a magnitude of 3.0 or greater. In fact, there were 562 Oklahoma earthquakes, 3.0 or greater, compared to only 180 in California. And why is that? A lot of people say it is due to fracking or hydraulic fracturing, that is the major factor in increasing the seismic activity. Utility commissioners' private emails reveal conspiracy. Take Back Your Power says evidence has now been made public of illegal actions and collusion between former California Public Utilities Commission President Michael Peavy and utility PG&E. As criminal investigations continue, they say Peavy knew since 2010 that smart meters can cause physical harm. He believed that PG&E should do something about it, albeit quietly. However, instead of regulating the utility to ensure public safety, he deferred his lawful duty to PG&E, the entity causing the harm. There you got it. They knew it. Is the same thing true with fluoride? Is the same thing true with the SV40? Remember the vaccine that was contaminated with the monkey virus, simian virus 40, and people got cancer as a result of it that received the vaccine in the late 50s? You wonder why one out of every two people has cancer and nobody's alarmed about it, other than people making money from it, like the Huntsman Cancer Institute or Cancer Centers of America or anybody else that wants to treat cancer, if they do it in the three ways that are allowed by the government. And nobody seems to say, wait a minute, one out of every two, when are we going to ask some questions? Are they going to start really getting concerned when it's one out of one? And that's how bad it's going to be before long. Everyone will have cancer. As early as 2016, robot cops will be patrolling your streets. Yep, according to the Free Thought Project. 6 foot tall police robots patrolling the streets and handing out parking tickets. Oh, this is so cute. And it's called the Telebot. Developed by Florida International University's Discovery Lab, it's been field tested, undergoing final tune-up, has a swiveling head, dexterous fingers. The humanoid robot is controlled remotely by a person wearing an Oculus Rift headset and motion-tracking vest, armbands, and gloves. The voice of the remote operator is transmitted through the robot to the unfortunate citizen on the receiving end. You can see all kinds of challenges with that one, can't you? Contact lenses now are going to have an inbuilt telescope to increase peripheral vision threefold in a wink. This is an amazing story. Revolutionary new contact lenses with a built-in telescope will help millions to regain their full sight. Just a wink of one's eye is enough to zoom in or turn on or turn off the telescope, which increases peripheral vision threefold. The new technology is set to help sufferers of age-related macular degeneration, which can result in the loss of vision in the center of the visual field. That is awesome. Now, remember when they said you cannot have certain wood stoves? Well, guess what? Now it's going to be a fireplace ban. Wood burning is already banned in parts of Utah on low air quality days. Even EPA-approved stoves have been prohibited. Periodic bans on fireplaces are already in effect in places such as Southern California, where the Air County Management District banned all wood burning in Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside, and San Bernardino on 7 days in January. One city has gone even further. All residents of the city of Montreal will be required to remove wood-burning stoves or fireplaces or replace them with gas-burning heaters by 2020. And the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, approves GMO apples despite opposition from apple industry and consumers. Today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture approved the Okanagan Specialty Fruits Genetically Engineered Arctic Apples. These apples are engineered to resist browning when sliced. So big deal. They were supposed to brown for a reason. Anyway, the USDA's environmental review received 73,000 comments that overwhelmingly opposed the commercialization of Arctic apples. And in your email blast at the Power Hour News section, 7 incredible off-grid ways to reuse old tea bags. Also, in the email blast in the Power Hour News section, top 10 protein-packed plants for survival and a healthy diet. Like that. Vaccination bill is amended. Provisions granting religious exemptions to childhood immunizations in West Virginia were stripped Tuesday from legislation before the State Senate's Health and Human Resources Committee as members worked to streamline the process to obtain medical exemptions. Children who aren't vaccinated for such diseases as chickenpox, hep B, diphtheria, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, and whooping cough are now absolutely not permitted to attend school. West Virginia, the first one to fall, ladies and gentlemen. Black seed oil, protection in a non-toxic, in a toxic world. Scientists have implicated environmental chemicals in increasing cancer rates, plummeting fertility, increases to obesity, et cetera, et cetera. With all the things that are going on, apart from isolating yourself to an organic commune, what can you do? Well, you can use black seed oil. And we carry black seed oil at the Power Mall. Did you know how easy it is to make natural fruit roll-ups? There is, you take only two ingredients and 3 hours, and you can make your own fruit roll-ups. It's in the email blast in the Power Hour News section. And be careful if your pet is sleeping on the, remember the carcinogen-laden blankets that were fire deterrent or deterrent? Be careful, that causes bile duct cancer or biliary carcinoma in your pets. Wow. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dry Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you so very much understanding and participating in a mission for the truth. That's right, a mission for the truth. It is so hard to find, ladies and gentlemen. So hard to find. It seems that we have been deluded. You know, I mean, more and more every day. I was watching the news regarding the airbase that was allegedly almost attacked by ISIS this past weekend, or the past Friday. Remember they said that, I think it's Al-Aqsa airbase, or anyway, that the U.S. military was inside that airbase, and here comes ISIS, and they almost got inside the base. You know what they showed? Not even roll film. They showed another one of those graphic scenes of a bunch of bad guys and a bunch of good guys facing off outside a graphically created military base. It was so phony. But does the average person not say, wait a minute, they're showing us that because they don't have the real footage because it didn't really happen? I mean, that would have been a time to actually be able to show us ISIS. Oh, no, not show us ISIS. They couldn't do that. And then also, I was watching as they were showing the footage of supposedly ISIS bad guys running with their guns, their weapons, you know, going from window to window and shot out buildings. And they were ducking down and they were trying to avoid, you know, the oncoming or incoming gunfire. And yet their cameramen were right behind them, running with them, taking pictures of them, and they weren't ducking down. Doesn't anybody say, wait a minute, this stuff doesn't make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. What we're looking at here, and by the way, on CNN today, they still showed the same guy all dressed in black with his black flag walking aimlessly in a desert back and forth. I mean, you just want to, you want to say, don't you realize we're a little smarter than that? But are we, collectively, are we? Or are there those that buy into that and, oh, wow, that guy looks scary? For the, 85th time that we've had to watch him walking across that deserted desert area. The average person doesn't see this as terror or as fear because there's something that is telling us this is phony. There is something that is sort of letting us know you don't have to be so upset over those 21 Coptic Christians that were killed because they really weren't, because it doesn't look like it. And what are they doing now? Upping the ante and bringing it from 2 now to 21? Because that'll scare people more. Are they going to go to 44 next? Or what are they going to do to try and scare people and make us feel as though ISIS is real? I don't find anybody worried about ISIS. When you talk to people and your friends and you say to them, what's going on in your world? Does anybody say, man, those ISIS people are really getting bad? I haven't heard one person anywhere in any kind of conversation talking about ISIS. It's like it's a whole world away. And until we see those black flags and some guy walking aimlessly around our streets, we probably won't get worried about it. Unbelievable. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with Dr. Cass Ingram. Let's talk about what the attack on supplements. Stay tuned. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.